You're listening to Perth Live with Oliver Peterson.
Now, what would motivate somebody to stick a needle into a strawberry? That is the burning question. Why would you do it? Dr. Natalie Gately is a criminologist at Edith Cowan University, and she joins me on Perth Live. Dr. Gately, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Oliver.
So why would somebody put a needle, a pin, into a strawberry?
Well, you know, these incidents are really rare and quite isolated in Australia, but we would talk about this as sort of agricultural commercial terrorism. And whilst I'm loath to say the word terrorism because it evokes all sort of fear, make no mistake, this type of thing is a deliberate act to cause harm and evoke fear in the public.
Yeah, and well, that's exactly what's happening right now. But there isn't just one particular individual. We're hearing reports now, six reports here in Western Australia, more than a dozen reports right across Australia. Even apples and bananas are involved. So why would somebody want to become a copycat and try to sabotage the entire fruit industry now?
Well, I don't think they see it as that. What happens is the original person, they'll target the produce and the goods as a protest for whichever reason they think they're protesting against. With copycat type of people, they're more about notoriety rather than revenge. So they might be attention seeking, they might be trying to get excitement. But what happens is they borrow the techniques from what they've recently seen from somebody else.
Mm.
So
yeah.
They've got to be motivated to commit the act, but also they find something that's going to be easy for them to replicate, and they ride on the success of somebody else's publicity.
They do, and there's such a widespread impact when somebody commits this sort of sabotage, and it's not just the farmers and the strawberry growers that are going to feel the impact of this, Dr. Gately.
No, it's not. This has a much wider economic. Can you talk about the farmers, the pickers, the packagers, the truck drivers,
yeah.
The families? Those people are also going to have an economic cost on. They can't buy, they can't work. But, you know, we don't have to succumb to this. The thing is we can avoid harm by being diligent. And that means we don't stop buying it, we don't stop eating the products, but we're diligent. We cut our food in half, we cut it in quarters, we cut it horizontally, we cut it vertically, and we look. And if we keep buying the products, they don't win.
Yeah.
They only win when we succumb to their threats.
And that's the message here, isn't it? That you do not say to yourself, oh, I'm going to be a little scared in case there's a needle or there's a pin there. There is a way to still eat your strawberries, simply, as you mentioned, we cut them, we wash them, we eat them, and we'll continue to live our life as we do each and every day.
And that's the only way to fight back. As a general public, that's the way we fight back, is by not giving in to their demands.
Yeah, and now we have a $100,000 reward announced by the Premier, the threat there of 20 years jail if you're caught sticking a needle into a strawberry. So let's hope these culprits are rounded up quick smart.
Well, I think that type of incentive is always good for the public to know, because if you do know somebody, you have to say something. So you have to come forward and you have to fight back.
You do have to fight back. Dr. Gately, thank you.
You're most welcome.
Criminologist at Edith Cowan University. Agricultural terrorism is how she has described what's going on with the needles in the strawberries. And that's an appropriate term, because that's what it is. But don't be afraid. Make sure we continue to smash a straw.